Okay, boys. So today's daf is daf Samach. We're holding three lines from the bottom of Nun Tes Amid Beis. And the Gemara first quotes in the Mishnah that Bona Bayis Chodosh, a person built a brand new home. V'kona Kelim Chodoshim, or he bought new Kelim. What's the din? He has to make a bracha of Shechianu. Okay, now the question is, Okti Gemara Amar Rav Huna, Lo Yishonu Ela She'en Lo Kiyoitze Behem. When would he make such a bracha of Shechianu if he doesn't already have one similar to that? Aviyesh Lo Kiyoitze Behem, if he already has one, Ein Tarach Levaruch, you don't have to make a bracha. And generally the Mefarshim talk about, when we say Kelim Chodoshim, we're talking about the Godim, meaning he buys a new suit. If a person already has such a beautiful Shabbos suit, and now he buys a brand new one, says Rav Huna, no need to make the bracha because there's no great Shechianu, a hotuch shine. He already has that new suit. And you're certainly deserving to hear one cup. If he doesn't have one, if he has one already, ain't Tzorach Levarech. Rashi says, how does he have one from the past? L'moshum Yerusha. He was zoicha to go in Yarsh in such a beautiful bekesha, such a beautiful yibitzah, such a beautiful shramel, such a beautiful suit, whatever, from his father, from his grandfather.
One before also, if he bought a second time, he already has something similar.
Mr. Friedland, you're 1,000% on point, but you're already two steps ahead of us. That's going to be on the Samach Amar Aleph. We got to wait until we get there. Until this point, we're only talking about, does he previously have one? Not because he purchased one, but he received it. L'moshel al yedei Yerusha. Therefore, since the one that he had previously, says Rav Huna, he has it. Okay, it's nice he has a new one, but he already has one. So he doesn't have to make a bracha. There's no real tremendous simcha that should warrant him to say Shechian. Even if he already has one, be Yerushalem Moshel, Tzarech Levarach, he has to make a bracha because he didn't buy it himself. Says the Gemara Mechlal, and this is now Mr. Friedlander's point, the Chikana, the Choz Vekana, if he already bought one previously, and now he buys a brand new one, the Rihakol Ein Tzarech Levarach. Why? Because there is no great joy and merriment. I already have one. It's not one that I yashin from somebody else. It's a keli, it's a beged that I already bought on my own. And now I'm buying a second beged. That warrants Shechianu. The Gemara doesn't address, and Rashi doesn't address, how long ago he bought that other beged. Did he buy a beged yesterday and he's buying a new one today? Or this is perhaps a year old, or it's 5 years old. Rashi doesn't go into that level of detail. But so far, what we find is that we have a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. Do you make a bracha if you already have the same beged from before as a result of Yerusha? But kuli alma moida, that if you bought one previously, even though you're buying a brand new one now, no Shechianu, because you don't have that great degree of simcha. The ikriyam, and there's another version of the machlekes. Rav Huna leishon aleshali kana v'chazar v'kana. Says Rav Huna, when do you make a bracha if you didn't previously buy one? Aval kana v'chaz v'kana, if you previously bought that very same beged, and now you're going to buy a new one, says Rav Huna, ein tzarech levarach, you don't have to make a bracha. Rav Yochanan Amar, afilu kana v'chaz v'kana tzarech levarach. Rav Yochanan said, even if you're buying a brand new one, even though you had one previously, you still have enough simcha to go and make a bracha of Shechianu. Michlal. So therefore, what do we see in this second machlokes? The chiyeshloi v'kana, that if he had one, l'mashal be Yerusha, v'kana, and he bought a brand new one, t'v'yakoyl tzorch levorech, everybody would agree that you have to make a bracha, because even though he has one, but he didn't have it because of his own kinyan, it was only because he had it as an heirloom, he received it be Yerusha, so now that he bought a brand new one, he feels very, very good about himself, in a sense like, I saved up, I put money away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me siyata d'shmaya, I was able to go and buy a brand new beged. Oh, Shkoyach Rabbeinu Shloilem, I thank you so, so much, even though I already bought one previously, but the fact that I was able to buy a brand new one, I'm going to make a new bracha. So we have now two separate versions in the Machloikis between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. According to the version number one, starting on the Amud Beis, the Machloikis is in a case where he had one biyerusha. That's how he had one. And now he bought a first one ever, says Rav Huna, in such a case, since he has one, I don't care how he got it, but he has one. Ein tzarech lebarach, says Rabbi Yochanan, no. If he had one only because of the Yerusha, but now he's buying one, then halacha is, he would have to go and make a bracha. It's only if kana, v'chazer v'kana, ein tzarech lebarach. So that was the first version. And the second version is focusing on the purchase. If he already had one because he bought one, and now he's buying a second one, says Rav Huna, no, if he already bought one before, ain't tzorech levarach. The Biyachman says, even though he previously bought one, if he's buying a new one, tzorech levarach. So now, Frank Dimar and Meisvei. I have now a machloikis between the Tanoim, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. And we're going to see whether the machloikis, first version of Reb Huna and Reb Yochanan, or second version of Reb Huna and Reb Yochanan, whether they shtim, whether you can go and allocate them so that they should be similar to, if not identical to, the views of Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. It's Meitzvah. Bana Bayis Chodesh. V'ein lo ki yoitzabay. He bought a brand new home and he doesn't have a similar home. Or Kana Kelim Chadashim. He bought brand new clothing. V'ein lo ki yoitzaban. And he doesn't have anything similar. Tzorach Levarach. He has to go and make a bracha. But Yeshloi, if he already has Kiyoitzibahem, he already has, how would he have them? L'mashal ayyidei Yerusha. Ain't tzorach levarach, you don't have to make a bracha, dibir emeir. If you notice, if you go back to the bottom of the Omid days, that's almost word for word like Rav Huna. That Rav Huna said by the Bona Bayis Chodesh, V'kona kemim chadoshim, lo yishanu ele she'ein lo kiyoitzibahem. So look here at Rav Meir, Bona Bayis Chodesh, ein lo kiyoitzibahem. V'kona kemim chadoshim, ein lo kiyoitzibahem. Then tzorach levarach. Av yesh lo kiyoitzban, ein tzorach levarach. Again, back to the mayor. Yesh lo kiyoitzban, ein tzorach levarach. So both Rav Huna of the first lashon and Rav Meir of this brisa are virtually word for word the same. Dibre Meir. Rav Yehuda Omer ben kach ben kach tzorach levarach. It makes absolutely no difference whether or not he has kiyoitzban or ein lo kiyoitzban. Again, going back to the Amid Beis, Rabbi Yechon Omar, Afilu Yesh Loi Ki Yoitzben, not only in case where Ein Loi, but even Yesh Loi Tzorach Levarach. So again, Rabbi Yechon of the Amid Beis is virtually identical to Rabbi Yehuda here on the Amid Aleph, and that's why the Gemara says, Bishloima Lit Lishna Kama, Rav Huna's Kremeyev, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yehuda. The words are Kemat exactly the same. So therefore, they stem perfectly. El Lishna Basra, according to the second Lashon, here we're going to have a problem. What's the problem? Bishleim Rav Huna, Kerev Yehuda. Remember, what did Rav Huna hold? Rav Huna holds, according to the second Lashon of the Gemara, starting here on the second line, Ika Diyami Omer Rav Huna, Loishanu Elish Leikona V'chozev Rekona. Avakozev Kona, Ein Tzorach Levarach. And then the Gemara concluded two lines later, Mechlal, Dechiyesh Loi, if he already has the Kona, and he bought something new. He has, Alidei Rusha, said Rashi. The Kona, he bought a brand new one. Then we call Tzorach Levarach, you do have to go and make it according to everybody. So, Frank Dimor, Bishlim and Rav Huna, how would he hold? He could not hold like Rav Meir, because Rav Meir says that if he bought new Kelim Chadoshim, right, the Meisvei, Kona Kelim Chadoshim, Ve'en Lekiyoitz Ben Tzorach Levarach, Yesh Lekiyoitz Ben, Ain't tzorach levarach. That's what the mayor said. So zeichdach that if he previously had these kalim, ain't tzorach levarach. However, we said according to Rav Huna, loyishon l'shalei kana b'chaz v'kana b'chaz v'kana kana, ain't tzorach levarach, and mechal dechiyesh loy if he previously has tzorach levarach. So that doesn't stim with Rameh, because Rameh says, Ein tzorach levarach, right? The Mechlal, starting on line 5, from the top of the oven. Mechlal, dechi yesh lo vekana, if he had Ayidei Yerusha, and he bought brand new, Divri HaKoil, everybody agrees, that means both Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan both hold tzorach levarach. Aha. But what did the Brice say? What did Rameh say? Rameh said that if Kana Kelim Chadoshim, the Ein Loi Kiyoitzban, he doesn't have these, Tzorach Levarach. But Yesh Loi, Ein Tzorach Levarach. No, that Rameh certainly doesn't stim with the Huli Alma Moide of Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan that Yeshloi Vikona Divikol Tzorach Levarach does Dr. Chaim Meir, even though Yeshloi Ki Yoitzaban Ein Tzorach Levarach. So he couldn't stim like Rav Meir. But maybe he stims like Rav Yehuda. No, Rav Yehuda can Yozain, because Rav Yehuda says Benkach Ubenkach Tzorach Levarach. Yehuda says even in the case of Yesh like Yoitzman, he still has to make a bracha. No, that's what we said at the top. Mechal dechi Yesh like Vekana Divekol Tzarech Levarech. So that would stim. Rav Huna and Rabbi Yehuda could hold the same halach. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan diyoma keman loiker meiva loiker Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says that even if he previously bought this item, and as long as he still holds on to it, and now he bought the same item once again, still Tzarech Levarech, he still has that tremendous simcha. So that's not what Rabbi Yehuda holds, because Rabbi Yehuda only holds in the case where he got it mitzad Yerusha, then if he bought a new one, Tzarech Levarech. But it's mashma for Rabbi Yehuda that if he already owned it because he bought it, and then he bought it again, then ain Tzarech Levarech. Is the Chayr Rabbi Yochanan cannot shtim, neither later Meir, nor later Rabbi Yehuda. Truth of the matter is, even though when Rabbi Yehuda said in this braisa that benkach u'benkach tzorach levarach, he's focusing on say if he had a birusha, say if he didn't have a birusha, says Rabbi Yehuda tzorach levarach, the truth of the matter, says Rabbi Yochanan, is the same thing would apply even if kana v'chaz v'kana tami tzorach levarach, even in that case too. Aye, that's a bigger chiddush. So why didn't Rabbi Yehuda say that? That not only if he had a Birusha, but even if he previously bought one, he has to go and make a new bracha. But Kamifliki Biyeshli Vikana, you know why he talks about the Irusha case? Because we want to dramatize and emphasize the halacha of Remeir. That Filikon of Viyeshloi, not only in a case where he previously had one, because he had it from his either from his father, whatever, that Filikon of Viyeshloi, even though he bought it, and he bought one, Viyeshloi, and he has one previously, Ein Tzarech Levarach, he doesn't have to make a bracha. That's in the case of Yeshloi, because he got a mitzad Yerusha. The Yeshloi over here doesn't mean he has still his old acquisition. It means Yeshloi, he still has a Yerusha, he bought a brand new one, right. He doesn't have to make a bracha. Right. Vekoshkin, and certainly, if Kana v'choz v'kana, if he previously bought this item, and now he buys the identical item a second time, then certainly ain't Tzarech Levarech, because then the amount of simcha is that much less. And therefore, he comes to tell you the halacha of Remeir. But Rabbi Yehuda be'emesin in both cases, both in the case of Kana v'yeshloi, because he has mitzad Yerusha, or even Kana v'chaz v'kana, in all cases he holds Tzarech Levarech. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So even though Rabbi Yehuda is only addressing a case that he has it previously, because he got to be tzad Yerusha, Tzarech Levarech, says Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda would hold the same thing, even in my case, even a Kana, the Chazer, the Kana case. So why didn't he say that? That's a greater Chiddush, because we're trying to emphasize the Chiddush of Rabbi Meir, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda. One second. Why are we giving Remeir this big boost and emphasizing his halacha and saying that's halacha he holds in a case where Yeshloi because he had mitzad Yerusha? But even in the case where Kana v'chaz v'kana, Remeir would still hold Ein Tzarech Levarech. Why don't we talk about the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda? The Rabbi Yehuda holds in all cases Tzarech Levarech. Like we have very often in Shas, we always want to emphasize the Koyach Dehetera, because it's easy for a person to be Machmer, it's difficult for an Erlich Harum to go and be Mekel. And since Remeir in these cases is Mekel. Now, normally when we talk about Koyach Dehetera, we're talking about Isser Veheter. Like, is something kosher, something not kosher? Is he allowed to do it on Shabbos? He's not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Here the Koyach Dehetera is the Gabi making a bracha. Do you have to make a bracha or not? Says Remeir, you don't have to make a bracha. Say, if you have the previous suit, because you got it from your father, you got it from your Zayda, Betayrus Yerusha, or if you bought a brand new one, you never have to make a new bracha. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, you always have to make a new bracha. Say, if you have one because you bought it previously. If you haven't betoyed this Yerusha. So therefore, the requirement to make a bracha, in a sense, is a koyach of chumra, not a koyach of kula. That's why we want to emphasize a koyach of kula of remeh. Yes, Mr. Filan.
I want to understand when there is a machlekes between Tanoim,
yeah.
Why the Amoraim will say halachik Rav Yehuda, halachik Rav Meir, and they bring down the entire machlekes again.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
What you're really asking is a shayla that doesn't just pertain to our Gemara.
No, it's concept in general in the Shas.
Okay, so the answer is that there are certain braisos which were considered to be extremely authoritative, and there are other braisos which maybe or maybe not. For instance, the braisos of Rav Chiya and Rav Oshia are considered to be almost like Moshe Rabbeinu. Nevertheless, the Tanoim were responsible, I'm sorry, the Amiroim were responsible to know all the Mishnayos. They probably had annual Mishnayos Baal Peh contests, and so therefore they knew all the Mishnayos. You can go and ask a kasha on a moira from a Mishnah, and that would be a tiyufta derav, it's yeah. Blank, tiyufta. You can't really ask a knockout kasha from a brisa because
they were not responsible to know all the brises.
Weren't responsible to know all the brises, and they thought they didn't know all the brises. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Oshia codified many of them, and most of those were well known, but not all brises. So what the Gemara often does is when we bring a machlekes amiroim, we try to find either that it's unnecessary because it's already machlekes tanoim kitanoi, or we try to go and support each of them by saying, these svaras that you're giving now are so solid, we find them already previously in the following braisa, or in the following Mishnah. Here, what our Gemara is saying is that if we want Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan to shtim, to be in accordance with the views of the Tanaim, the first version works beautifully, because it's almost word for word the same. But according to the second Lechoira, it doesn't work. Yeah. Are you telling me that Rabbi Yochanan is arguing on Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? Says, well, no, he's not really arguing on Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, because he's saying that although the fact pattern of their machloikis is in a case of Yerusha, and that's why he still has it, and now he's buying a brand new one, but really Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir would hold the same fact pattern, the same halacha, even a different fact pattern. And what's the other fact pattern? In the case of Kenyan, we previously bought one, and now he's buying a second one, where a mayor would continue to say, "Ein tzarich levarach, as long as you have one previously, I don't care how you got it. You got it because you got it from your Zayda, or because you bought it. Ein tzarich levarach." On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda says, in all cases, tzarich levarach, because I don't care that you had one previously because you yarshened it, or because you previously bought one. The fact that you bought a brand new one now, shechiyana v'kimana, this is brand new. Bruchim. The only thing that's missing in this whole Gemara is a time element. Meaning, it's very, very easy to go and say that if I bought one 50 years ago, and now finally I'm buying a brand new suit, by now the old one already has a couple of lecha here and there, and that's why it probably has patches here and there. So it's a grace of simcha. That's one thing that I can easily understand why Rabbi Yochanan would say, tzarich levarach, even though he bought one previously. But what happens if he bought a suit last week? And then this week he decided to buy a brand new one. Would Rabbi Yochanan hold even under those circumstances? So again, Rashi doesn't address it. The poskim talk about making a shehechiyanu today on buying a new suit. Most people do not make it away. I didn't make a statistical survey, but it's my understanding that most people do not make a new shehechiyanu when they buy a new suit, and that's because Baruch Hashem, people are people of means, and almost everybody bought already a suit last year, and sometimes people go to a store and they buy two or three suits at one time. So it's not like many, many years ago.
A new talis.
Yeah.
Even if a guy owns a talis, for example, a new talis.
A new talis, that's of course usually a once in 20 year type of purchase. Most people, they buy a talis and they leave the same talis until their children or Einikluch are getting married, and then the wife says, hey, it's a little tattered, it's pasnish, and then he has to go and buy a new one. But it's not like suits that people buy on a frequent basis.
Why don't we, the
Mishnah Brura says, it really depends on that person's feeling of happiness. He says, a person who's very wealthy, says the Mishnah Brura, even though it's a brand new beggar, okay, he really has one or two or three in his closet. Person's very poor, and the last time he got one was years ago, and each time he gets an, simcha, that would be more shaykh to make a shaykh. Yeah. Yes, Uri?
You brought up before about the time
time
element, yes.
Element. A few days ago, we learned about making the shakiyana with fruit, and we talked about the time element over there.
Or seeing, well, a friend, or seeing a friend after 12 months.
It wasn't really talking about the fruit, but talking about seeing a person. Okay. If you didn't see a good friend of yours, a real strong friend like you, if I didn't see you for the last 30 days, and I had no knowledge of where you were, and I was saying, where could he be? Could he be in South Africa, in Argentina, in Alaska, in Hungary, right, in Debrecen, or in Kishkan Halosh, etc.? And then you come back. Ah, that's Simchim Mekeshachyom. But if I know generally, because you're sending me emails, I'm not here this week. That's a really different story. And we continue on back to the Marzot. Dimar Avaytim Vorech Al Hadro. Now the Loshon HaMishnah is very, very interesting. Vorech Al Hadro Ke'en Shemavorech Al HaToyva. Let's take a quick look at the Mishnah so you shouldn't think that I'm misleading you or that I'm misleading myself. Back on Nun Dalid Omid Aleph, we have the second wide line of the Mishnah, second wide line of the Omid. Mavorech Al Hadro Mi'ein Al HaToyva, the Al HaToyva Me'ein Al HaRo. What does that mean? Mavorach Al HaRo Me'ein Al HaToyva. Al HaToyva Me'ein Al HaRo. So Gemara is going to explain that now. What Gemara is going to say is, for instance, on the first case, Mavorach Al HaRo Me'ein Al HaToyva is talking about a case where there's a short-term loss, but there's a long-term gain. And now you're thinking about the stock market. But here we're talking about a field. Zok Gemara, Mavorach Al HaRo, Hechi Damiki going to Shokal Bidka Bi'are. He had a flood that flooded his field. It's so flooded that the crops of this year are ruined totally. It's going to be a total loss. He'll have a major tax deduction on his tax return because he's lost everything. However, because of this major flood, the land has become so fertile that he'll have future crops in Mir Teshem, which are going to be the most desirable in this whole valley, in this whole region. Ultimately, long term, it's going to be a tremendous toiva because this whole land until now was very, very dry. Now it's moist and fertile and gewaldig. However, why the toiva of the day? The maska arishitim, because of the fact that it takes all of the soil, Rashi says it makes it almost into zevel, into fertilizer. Ushvacha, and therefore he's mashbiach the land, and maybe you can really sell it on the market at a nice premium. For this year, all the crops are ruined, and says gunish made gunish. So, what does a person make on such a situation? He makes a bracha of dayano emes on the ro'o, on the immediate loss. In the future, there's going to be a nice, nice profit. Day le simcha b'shata. Who knows what's going to happen from now until next year? In the meantime, who knows? There'll be a drought, there'll be a famine, there'll be a this, there'll be a that. Maybe there'll be too much rain in the future. Yet, right now, I know what the situation is for sure. I've lost everything. What will be in the future, hopefully. Now, where do we see that in the Lashon of the Mishnah? It says, Meforech al ro me'ein al ha'toyva. What says there, me'ein al ha'toyva? What does this have to do, me'ein? So I was discussing this with Rabbi Gettinger here in the Koil, and he says that perhaps the word me'ein comes from the word ayin, with a view, with an eye. That although mevorach al ro'ah, now I see it's a terrible loss, but me'ein, I see with my eyes the potential for the future, al ha'toyva, that Amir Hashem will grow out of this a tremendous, tremendous type. So therefore the me'ein comes from a vision for the future. Don't just look at we are Basher Husham, but look with a vision, look with an eye towards what's going to happen.
So does that change the Nusach HaBracha? It seems it doesn't.
The Mishnah is telling us that even though there is the great potential for a gain in the future, since you have an immediate loss, you make a Baruch Dainah. And now the Gemara says the same thing, yet now in reverse. That when you make a bracha ala toiva, meaning you're going to make a bracha ha toiva metiv, me'ein ala ro, even though it might come out from this something very bad. What is that? Hey chidam, you're going to ask a metziah. A person found a metziah in the street. Avagav de ro hila di day, even though ultimately this could be very troublesome. The ishama b'malki, if the melech hears about it, shakalamine. The local ordinances at that time was that if you find a metziah, it doesn't belong to you personally, it belongs to the government, it belongs to the king, you got to give it to the king. And if the king finds out, shokla minei, and although the Gemara doesn't address it, but presumably there will also be severe penalties for not having coughed it up and given it to the king. As soon as you find the metziah, oh, I give it to the king. Why did you hold on to it? I'm sorry?
You have to do a chraza.
that's a chura under Jewish law. Here we're talking about under secular
under
law.
Under socialism.
So I'm saying it would be a problem because if he's machrus, then the king will find out immediately. And
even if he's not machrus, yeah, okay, even if he does it through private channels. Regardless, what you're saying is correct. Brother Shai is telling us that since it's a mitzvah to go and be machrus, if he's going to be machrus, then certainly the king is going to hear. Anyway, so if that's what's going to happen, this could be a terrible law. Who knows? I'll throw him to jail for 30 days. So penalize him three times the amount of this mitziah, and therefore this could turn out to be terrible. But at the moment the mitziah is zera gutzazach. Either if it's a type of mitziah that he can keep because it doesn't have the simen, then it's certainly great. That's probably what it's talking about, Brother Shai, because if in fact it does have the simen, what's the type? The Kodesh Baruch Hu was mezakim with a mitzvah. Okay, that could be that's the type. Do you have to make a baruch hatoyva meitiv on that? Yeah. Anybody, if the type of mitzvah that you don't have to return, it's unmarked bills and you find it somewhere in the Rishus Rabbim, there's no obvious person who lost it, or it's a mokum where roi vargoyim, etc. She can keep it. That's chagavaldi getoyva. However, if the government finds out, it can be wrong. In the meantime, you make a baruch hatoyva meitiv and you hope and pray that everything will turn out fine. So the Mishnah Vayta, he says, Ishtim Uberes for Omar. And he says, Yerotzi should tailate that my wife should give birth to a Zohar, Harizu Tefila Shaf. In other words, his wife is already pregnant, and in the middle of this pregnancy, he says, Baruch Hu, I already have 12 daughters, I'd like to have my first son. Making that type of tefillah, that's a tefillah Shaf. So Timor, Hani Rachmi. Rachmi is not going to help, but tefillah won't help. Frank Timor Masif, if you remember when we learned this Mishnah, Mr. Friedland already asked, what is the Masif Medina? And the Gemara Taka asked that kasha. And Mosiv Rav Yosef Gizumtayt. The Achi Yolda Bas Vatikushim Adina. After that, he gave birth to a Yolda. She gave birth to a Bas. Who's the she? That's Leah. Gave birth to a Bas, and she called the name Dina. Pretty much my Baach. What's the Achi Yolda Bas? Rav the Ach Shadona Leah Din Beatzma. It's after Leah made Agamza Din Vecheshbet. What was her din v'cheshev? Yomer, she said, Yud bei shvatim asidu lotzim yak. I know that Yaakov is going to have shiftei ka 12 shvatim. How did she know? She knew binavua. Shishi yotzim yimene. I already had my first six. They already came. V'arbom in ha-shvachas. There are already four that came out from the shvachas, from Bila and Zilpa. Hari yasar together. We have 10. Now, Rachel only had one so far. And who was that one? So far, the gist had Yosef. That's all. Him ze zachar. If we're going to have, if I, Leah, I'm going to have now number 7, it's going to be terrible. I have 7, then there's 2, and she's going to be just stuck with 1. She's going to really feel bad. Welcome back, Bruchem Abayim, Rabbi Noah. Great to have you back. You have to make it, but it wasn't 30 days. Anyway, the simcha is almost like 30 days, but the one that didn't have 30 days. Anyway, it's going to be terrible. Remember, she's going to feel so forlorn. She only has one child, and Bill and Zilpah have 2 children each. Based on this, Din V'cheshbon, and Leah giving a kracht, and presumably Rachman to the Rabbi Shloim, because Baruch made a nest, and changed the child in utero from a boy to a girl. Shema. That's why Taka says in the Pasuk, the Acher Yoldabas, as a result of that Acher, after that Din V'cheshbon that she lay and made, Tikra Shmo Dina, and that Dina again is referring, of course, to that Din V'cheshbon that lay and made. Okay, so if that's the case, Rabbi say, if a person has a pregnant wife, I'm sorry? If a person can be mezalah, so dudi, that the same thing should apply to Zmanazah. If a person has a number of daughters, he wants to have a yelid zohar, he sees his wife, Baruch Hashem, is pregnant, why can't he be mezbal? Just like Leah was mezbal, it doesn't say clearly Leah was mezbal, but presumably she was mezbal after she made that din b'cheshbon. Don't bring me rayas from Mas and Nisim. What means Mas and Nisim? True, Leah was mezbal, and Baruch Hashem, she was zoicha to an eth. But Leah was Leah. She's one of the Arba Imuhaus, one of the 4 mothers of Klal Yisrael. Today's men and women, even if they are great tzaddikim, we don't come anywhere close to the Ovis HaKadoshim and to the Mois, and therefore we cannot be misfal. You can be misfal, but it's a foolish job, it's worthless. We are not going to be zoicha to that type of eth. Therefore, you say, you can give an easier answer. The Mas of Leah was within the first 40 days of pregnancy. Can it sound like it says in the price? If a person wants to have a child, it's not just a question of the physical husband and wife living together. You have to have tefillis every single day. first 3 days after they live together, the person should ask Rachman for the Mishbar Chush, that the Zera inside should remain potent, and therefore should mate with an egg, and there should be a Kesher Shal Kayama, so to speak. Mishloish about our boy, from the third day and on until the 40th day, Yivakish Rachman, Shehei Zachar. If you want a Zachar, then that's you should go and be Mispal. That's during that 40 days. After 40 days, it's already too late to start changing or deciding the gender. It's already predetermined. So from 40 days until Shlosh Chadoshim, Yivakish Rachim, Shulei Yehei Sandal, that it should not be misformed. You remember back in Masechtas Nida, that if a woman has a twin or twins inside, that one twin sometimes can be a little pushy. Sometimes they call him Esav, and he gives a kvetch to the other one, Yaakov, inside. So much so until Yaakov becomes Nebuchadnezzar, Oski kvetch, he looks like a sandal. What exactly is a sandal? The Gemara Masechtas Nida said it's not referring to the sandals that we wear, but it's referring to a fish that has the name sandal. Now, if you've ever been to one of these fancy aquariums, they'll show you pictures of small little aquariums with such very, very thin, flat fish. So those as a flat fish, those heis a sandal. So you misspell that there shouldn't be a second one giving a kvetch. So Rashi said we're talking about that the woman shouldn't become pregnant a second time, so that the new one is going to kvetch into the first baby. From 3 months until 6 months, that the child should become an eifel. It should be a full-born, full-term child. From 6 until 9, that everything should go b'shalom. It shouldn't be already after 6 months, starting from a zibula, in the 7th month or in the 9th month. We've already had back in Masechtas Nida, where there could be l'mikutoyim, not be l'mikutoyim. The 8th month, for sure, if the child comes out in the times of Chazal, that was a goner. That child would not exist, would not be able to exist. So they were asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, now after 6 months are over, this is the last trimester, everything should go well until the birth. It should be full term and no props. Anyway, so what do I see from this? I see from this that in the first 40 days, the gender has not been determined yet. And that was what Leah was talking about when she was mispal. She felt it in her own womb. Oh, I feel I'm pregnant. I know that this was only 30 days since the last time I lived with my husband, with Yaakov, you know. And she said, I'm mispal, etc. Nowadays, however, presumably our Mishnah would agree that if you knew for sure it's within the first 40 days. But that's a difficult thing to know. Most people wouldn't realize it. Anyway, so especially the husband, unless of course the wife told. So presumably our Mishnah is talking about after 40 days, and then it's a Tefillah Shachrit. Does Rachman really even help, even in the first 40 days? It's all predetermined at the moment of the original beer. That if he's Mazria first, it's going to be in the cave. If she was Mazria first, it's going to be a Zachar. So don't even talk about 40 days. Don't even talk about 5 minutes. It's already determined that the man was Biyashanema, Ishki Zazria, the old Zachar. If she's Mazria first, then it's a Zachar. Everything Machama Iskina Kigain, Shizriu Shneema Bas Achas. If both Mazria exactly the same moment, so now it's a toss up. And now Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Rachman will help for the first 40 days. In the first 40 days, you can say, just in case both were Mazriya, Babas Achaz, and in such a case, it's now open for Rachmim, Mavakish Rachmim, that should be a Zachar. However, if it was that one of them was Mazriya Tchila, then Tfilis are not going to help because it's already predetermined. A person comes Baderch, and then the Mishnah said, and you hear Epsatz, a Kotz Vacha Be'ir, you hear some terrible shouting, terrible screaming. The person should not be misspelled. Rabbi Yisrael, I hope that that's not in my house. I'm misspelled. It shouldn't be in my house. If it's in his house, it's in his house already. You can go be misspelled that no terrible damage should result as a result of this occurrence, that there's never a problem in his house. But to go be misspelled that it shouldn't be in my house, if it's in his house already. See, so more tells us now, Masa with Hillel Zokin, Tanabon, Masa with Hillel Zokin. Sure, Yibob Baderech was coming, he was traveling. Vishoma Kol Tzvacha Be'er, and he heard huge, huge noises coming from the city, probably ambulances and the fire engines, and it was, Boah, Ganze Koch. Omar, so said Hillel Zokin, Muftach Ani She'in Zeh B'Toich Besi. I know for sure that this is not in my house. Tiyolav Kosov Oimer, Mishmur Ro, Lagira, he wasn't noivous, he wasn't concerned about Mishmur Ro. Nochel Liboy Batuach Bashem. He had full bitachon, and there was no problem in his house. There's one problem with this whole story. I mean, are you telling me that a tzaddik cannot, chas v'shalom, have a story that there's a fire in his house, that there's some other calamity, some other tragedy occurring? I mean, throughout the generations, tzaddikim unfortunately have suffered from various times.
Himself, right? He lost many children, right?
Very good point. Uri points out that even Yerbech himself lost 10 children. So it can happen to anybody. So how does the Gemara say, oh, this is a tzaddik gomer, because muftach ani she'ein bezeh b'tzach beisi, or l'kos v'oymer, noch aliba b'tzich b'ashem, a person, normally when we talk about a person having bitachon and amunah, the amunah bitachon is not that Rabbi Shalom is going to help me, that I'm never going to have some sort of tragedy. What the pshat is, that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person, whatever his lot is, I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu komad di ovid rachmona letav ovid, whatever you've done is for good. I may not recognize the good, I may not appreciate the good, but I know that there is a silver lining here somewhere, and your intentions are great, even though I don't understand it now, and I may never understand it for the future. Who knows? But I'm muftachani that everything is fine. So how can we say that we're talking about the tzidkis of Hillel Zaken? He said, I know for sure that it couldn't be in my house, and because he's batuach b'Hashem, it doesn't stem. So the Mefarshim explained that what Hillel Zaken is saying is, avad and avad chulila chas v'sholem, the tragedy may be in my house, but then the people in the house would not be screaming. Why? Because they would say, we know that this is what Hashem wants, this is Hashem's desire, well, I don't understand why, whatever. So, of course, I'm not happy, chas v'shalom, if there's a sickness, if there's a fire, if there's a burglary, I'm not happy about any of those things. But it's not the thing that I'm going to scream about, but rather, I'm going to ask Hashem for rachmam, that everything should turn out outside of Yosef Toiv, for sure. So the fact that they heard these crazy screamings and people were really going berserk, said Hillel Zaken, that can't be in my house, because my house, all the b'nei bayis are yidin of bitochen and amuna, and they know kol ma de ovid rachmana latav ovid. So therefore, they may be suffering, but they would not be screaming. Yes, Rabbi Newman.
Tzaddik be saying, I'm sure it's not in my house, but it's someone else's house. I mean, you should have as much care as seemingly.
Well, it could be in a house of a non-Jew. Maybe it's in the maybe somewhere in the street or something.
It was a statement.
That's not in my house.
He wasn't saying, thank God it's not in my house. He's telling people the level of the people in his own house. That's why he knows it's not his house.
Oh, they are fine. So Zoyizog, you made the mass until the Zakhin. Omerov. The pasuk that we just read now, that Mishmu Ro Layira Noch Liba Tuch Bashem, it could be that Mishmu Ro, that's the introduction, and the result is Noch Liboy, or it could be Noch Liboy is the introduction, and the result is Mishmu Ro Layira. Like the Gemara Dashes. Again, Kolech of the Darshan Haikra, you can darshan in this pasuk Mereish L'Seifa straight from the beginning to the end, or you can be Medrash, and also Miseifa L'Reish Medrash. You can also darshan it Faket. Mereish L'Seifa Medrash, Mishmur L'Yira, why is a great tzaddik like Hillel Zaken? Why is he not concerned about a Shmura Mata? Because Nachaliba Tech Hashem, because he has so much Bitach, and therefore, whatever Shmura, he's not going to be afraid, he's not going to be concerned. It is what it is. Nachaliba Tech Hashem. Or you can go and dash and forget. We say for the Rashi and Midrash. Noch libatuch Hashem, a person who is noch libatuch Hashem, the Mishmur Aliyah, that he has nothing to be concerned about because he knows that everything will be fine. Tells him, there was a Talmud that because of Basra and Mishmur, Be'er Reb Yoisi Mishukah de Tzion, he was following Reb Mishmur Reb Yoisi in the Shuk of Tzion, Chazid de Komafchid. And Rabbi Shmuel, Reb Yoisi saw about his Talmud that he was very, very fearful, full of pachad. You must be a bal chet. You must be a sinner. It could be over here a little bit of a play on words, because he's b'shuka de tzion, and he says pachadu b'tzion chatoy. The person is a bal chet. He has this pachad. I see you have this pachad. I see you're trembling and you're shivering. Amalei. So he told the Baksim, but don't we have a pasuk? Ashi on a mefachet talmid. It's not only here in Tzion. Every time, wherever I am, I'm always mefachet. Ashi on a mefachet talmid. Amalei with the Reteira ksev. That's talking about the Divrei Torah. You should be mefachet talmid. Then what should be mefachet talmid about the Divrei Torah? Is it Rashi over here or the Mefarshim say? Ah, Divrei Torah. See in the left hand margin. There's no toises here on the Amid. So it's a fourth of the narrow lines. Rabbi said, this Rashi is a pachad for all of us that learn the Daf Yomi. It says, what does it say in Rashi? The Divrei Torah exists. Ashi od mafach etamid shemetishtakach mimenu. Voil is the mensch. Praiseworthy, meritorious is the person that is mafach etamid. Oh yeah, I'm going to forget yesterday's blot and 2 days ago's blot and 3 days ago's blot. Shemetishtakachu machsel shloisim tamid. That person is constantly reviewing and chasing and chasing and chasing. That type of person, he's the Ashi Odom mafach etamid. So it's going to telling us the importance of chazar. It's good to learn vayit and vayit in the finish us, but you gotta constantly chazer because otherwise you're gonna forget. Yehuda bar Nosson abis shakel the also basid Rav Amnuna. Rav Yehuda bar Nosson was walking in back of Rav Amnuna. Asnach and he gave a krach, a sigh. Amalei. So now he told me, Surim bo hel gabra lasuya nafshei. Why are you giving such a krach? Do you want to go and bring your surim on yourself? Yechsiv ki pachad pachadati v'yasoni v'ashe yegorti yovoyli. If you have that tremendous pachad to the point that you're giving this terrible krach, this terrible sigh, then chas v'sholem ashe yegorti, that of which I was fearful, yovoyli might in fact come on me. It's one of these
self-fulfilling
prophecy. So therefore, don't give such a terrible krach. It's nothing terrible has happened yet that you're all nervous it's going to be. When it happens, but don't. You remember the Gemara said yesterday, 2 days ago, that a person who makes a terrible krach, it's shoiver chatzi adam, or kol gufay shel adam. So don't give a krach. If it's already bad is one thing. It hasn't even happened yet, and I see you're all nervous. So he answered, Pasuk says you should be mafachad. But the rhetoric said, like we just said now, you should be mafachad that you forgot a blot. Don't have pachad from what's going on. Kadosh Baruch Hu is with you wherever you go. So we said back in the Mishnah, a person who's entering a brand new city, and that city unfortunately is somewhat lawless in nature, then you should go and be mispal. So according to the Tanakhama, you're supposed to go and give one tefillah when you come in, and one tefillah when you leave the city. According to Ben Azai, it said in the Mishnah, you're supposed to have two tefillahs when you come in and two tefillahs when you leave the city. This Braisa, Rashi points out, is like Ben Azai, that he has that double tefillah when he came in and double tefillah when he left. Zok the Braisa, son of Rabban, but he saw some ma'u oimer. What does a person say when he enters into a city? That everything should go well, even just going through the gates. When I come into the city, they shouldn't attack me, they shouldn't give me tzaris. I should be able to come in tachtisein l'shalom. Nichnas, once he's beyond the gates, now he's in the city itself. Oimer, so this is the raya that it's Ben Azai, that now he says that second part of the tefillah. I was able to get through the gates. I got in. The security guards didn't give me tzaris. The gangsters didn't give me tzaris. Hashem, I'm here and everything is fine. Bikish lotzeis now. Hours later, days later, when he's about to leave, I should leave here without having any tzaris. Yotza, once he leaves, Oymi makes the bracha, he says the tzula, Moida Nufanech Hashem Lekai, Shetasane Bekrach Zeh Lesholim, Kshem Shetasane Lesholim, Kachte Lechem Lesholim, Sismachem Lesholim, Satsidem Lesholim, Satsileni Mikavkal Oye, Voidim Baderech, etc., etc., similar to what we say in the Tzula Saderech. Omer Rav Masna, Veishon al Bekrach she'in donu v'horgim bay. This whole business that you have to go and say a tefillah mitai hoido and eshkoyech and a boy shall help me out is in a krach she'in donu v'horgim bay. The woman she'in donu v'horgim bay. So you have to learn pshat hazayin. She'in donu kama, that there is no judicial process, but rather anyone and everyone they can just pick him off the street v'horgim bay and chas v'shalom they can go and kill him, chalila. That type of situation is gefährlich, because without any context or pretext, boom, they killed someone. Al bekrach shedon v'horgin bay. However, in a type of city where there is law and order, that before they kill someone, first there's a ganze donin, there's a ganze judicial process, then I don't have to worry, then you don't have to come in mispala, because presumably, if I didn't do anything criminal, I didn't do anything wrong, then they'll let me free. And therefore, less than, but you don't have to make that tefillah. However, even those places where they only kill after a judicial process, unfortunately, the judge might be biased or for some reason woke up on the wrong side of bed that day and cannot find any good reason to go and free that person, but only sees bad, bad, bad. Oh, you see, you always need Rachmi Shemaim, even though you think everything is simple and straightforward. How could it be? No, 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 no. Ask Rachmi, because you never know what can happen. Now, as we're going to see, the Beis HaMerchetz in the good old days had a construction which was different than our construction today, and that is that you had a thin layer called a floor, and right underneath that you had a large reservoir of water where the water would drain from the Beis HaMerchetz. And all you needed was that this somewhat flimsy floor collapses, and then everybody would fall into the huge reservoir or pool of used water below. So you gotta be concerned, and therefore, in the Beis HaMerchetz, a person goes to the Beis HaMerchetz. Oh, he has to say a tefillah. You're asking for the Hashem lekayish. It's Hatzilei Mizeh. Ubiki Oitzim Boy. That I should come out alive from this Beis HaMerchetz. Well, you already be dvarka kol v'yovin chas v'shalom. No type of kilkul or oini should happen to me. Then you already be dvarka kol v'yovin. If chas v'shalom an oinish is inflicted upon me, then it should be a kapara for all of my aveirs. Now this second part Abaye was very concerned about, and we had this gemara already earlier, that Abaye has a very strong shita, al tiftach peh l'sot. The first part of the tefillah is wonderful. Kadosh Baruch Hu, go and say, the person goes on an airplane, says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, help me that the airplane should go fine, there shouldn't be too much turbulence, everything should be great, everything should be wonderful. That's perfect. But don't go and say, and just by the chas v'shalom, the 1% chance that this airplane is going to go and crash, then Kadosh Baruch Hu, there should be a kapara on all of my affairs. Now, don't say that second part, that it might crash. Out of the pelasad, why should you even suggest something like that? So I'm Rabbiya, loyleima inishachi, don't say the second part. If in fact this whole Beis HaMerchetz crashes and we're all going to go and be flooded and we're going to go and sink into a cesspool down below, don't even say that. Don't be liftach pumei l'sad. The Yom Rish Lakish v'chaitana mishmeid Rav Yosef li'olam yiftach odem piv l'sad. The person shouldn't make such suggestions. Om Rav Yosef Maikro, what's the pasuk? Tichsif kimat kestoy mayinu la'moira daminum. The people were saying about themselves they want to go and do tshuva. This is the beginning of Yeshaya, and people are saying that Chas v'Shalom, we have sunken to the level like Stoim v'Amoyra. Now they meant it, of course, in a poetic sense, that Rabbeinu Shalom, we're really in bad straits. Nebuch, our spirituality, our rochnius has really fallen, and we're almost like Stoim v'Amoyra. But they shouldn't have said that. My Hadalu Novi, what did the Novi now respond to them? Shimu Dvar Hashem Ketzinei Sadaim. Oh, you generals of Sadaim, you officers of Sadaim. Normally he wouldn't have said something so terrible, but since they themselves describe themselves as being on the level of Sodomites, oh, Taki, you Sodom dwellers, you, I'm telling you now, Muslim. What does a person say when he leaves the Beis HaMerchetz? I was saved from this potential calamity here in the Beis HaMerchetz. So now you're thinking, come on, the whole thing is a little far-fetched. Rebavo ol lebeibani. Beibani means a merchetz. And ifchis beibani mituse. The whole floor taka collapsed underneath him. Yisrachish le'inisa baruch Hashem he had an earth. Come Alamudi, he was able to go and hold on for dear life onto a pillar that presumably was holding up the roof of this whole Beis HaMerchetz. And as a result, Shoziv, he was able to save Meir Vechad Gavri Vechad Evare. With one arm, he was able to go and save 101 nefashis. Now, there's not enough room on one arm for 101 people to grab onto. But explains Rashi that you had a chain, a human chain of people. In other words, on his arm, two or three people were able to grab on, and onto their arms, a whole bunch of people were able to grab, and until you have 101 altogether. If you look at Rashi, Bechad Eivori, on the left-hand side, Rashi, 6-7 lines from the bottom, Bizroyoi Hechzik Echad Oishnaim, with one arm he was able to hold up one or two, Zebezeh Hechziku Admei the Echad, each one kept on holding on, holding on, holding on, holding on, until, was up to him.
If the bathhouses were so dangerous, how are you allowed to put yourself in a sauna? If you have a heart condition, you don't go in a sauna. You can get a heart attack or a respiratory disease, a valinus.
It's all easy for us to say because each one of us has at least one or two or three or four bathrooms in our apartments, and each one of them has a half a bathroom, like answer, with a tub or with a shower. No, in the good old days, there were no showers and there were no tubs. You had to go to the Beis HaMerchetz. And so it could be that person only went once a year. But at least once a year you got to go, because otherwise there's going to be a reich nichoyach for the rest of the year. So once in a while, he has to go sometime. So when he went that time, the Rishbo was saying me that I should be able to go next year again on the anniversary of Gai. I mean, once a year you got to go, twice a year, once a month, whatever. The point is, I'm sure he didn't go every single day if it's such a terrible sakana, as you have pointed out so correctly. Yes, was up there, Rabbi Newman. Yes.
Once he says the tefillah,
we think of the word oyer, which it means light. The word or, like or kasta, means a fire. So he saved me from the fire of the space of Merchitz, in the sense that the space of Merchitz hot water was lit up by the furnace down below somewhere. So the whole thing has been the reason why a person goes to the space of Merchitz, because it's heated up through that fire. So presumably that's just a euphemistic term from that whole Merchitz setup.
Anyway, down there where they had fire, put coals in there. Mm-hmm. And some guy laborers shoveling the stuff in, and there was a big fire down there.
Yeah, could very well be. Could be. Anyway, we have Me'evachad. Rashi doesn't say anything about Me'evachad. Maybe has something to do with the Malach Michol, because the word Michol, Mem Yud Chof Aleph Lamed, is Bikimach 101, and maybe the Malach Michol is the one that helped out, because one person on his own to hold 101, that would be a hugeness. Anyway, Zugimor Vaita Omar Hain, Zugimor Omar Hainu Dir Bacha. This is the same as Ravacha. What means the same as Ravacha? The Yom Ravacha, Nichlas the Hakkas Dam, Oim Yerotum Fanecha, Shem Alekai, She Eis Exeli the Rafua, Vatabaini Kikel, Roif in Neman Atta. What does the Gemara mean to say? That just like the person doesn't want to go into the base of Merchitz because it's a sakana, a person doesn't want to be makis dam to let out blood either. It's a sakana. If he takes out too much blood, he doesn't take out enough blood. Maybe some germ, maybe some coronavirus will get into the blood. Maybe they didn't clean the needle so well. Right. So you don't want to be makis dam. But you got to be makis dam because the person has high blood pressure or whatever that they used to do hakazas dam for to relieve the person of that problem. So he made that tefillah. So Boi Nishlam, do me a favor, she ace exel li l'refuah, that this should all work out beautifully for our refuah. But to pay me, because you're right for them. And then he continues on, the fisha in darkish when the adol merifois elishinogu. The truth of the matter is, we really shouldn't go to the roife. We should just be mispalled to Hashem, that Hashem should send us a refuah. Elishinogu obdub says like angefit, that's already the minig oilam that you go to a doctor. But really, we shouldn't be doing that. If you look at the last Rashi, she in darkish when the adol, left hand side. We really shouldn't go to a doctor. I'm sorry, doctor, you know, I want you to have panosim. A person should go and just, anytime he's not feeling well, he has a nose ache, he has a toothache, he has a stomach ache, whatever, just go to mismanagement, mismal. You don't have to go to doctors. And therefore, but that's the minig. So he's saying it kind of apologetically. Rabbeinu Shlom, I shouldn't be doing this, but you know, this is showing the minig amok.
Traumatic injury, like.
Oh, let's see what Abaye says. I know you're all shtickle doctor. So Omer Abaye, loy leime inishachi. A person shouldn't say that we're only going half-heartedly to the doctor. Shemavakish rachim. It's not true. The tonne very bishmal. For rapi yirapi mikachin edushes oray for the rapois. And therefore, that's what their mission is on this world, and therefore we should go to doctors because they have their shus to give us refuah, and therefore we should go to them for refuah. So that last bit, this is Abai L'shitasai, you know, certain things are well intentioned, but don't say them because they're incorrect.
Why must we shush me? The shtadel, Rabbi. Rabbi is a command. Rabbi.
Yeah.
Shmi lush, the kanshi, yishtadel.
This Rishus is not referring to us. The Rishus is referring to the Roife. A person who is a Roife, a doctor, shouldn't think what I am doing is connect the Ruf and Hashem. The Ruf and Hashem is that this person should have a heart attack. I'm going against Hashem.
I do a shtalus, but the doctor has Rishus to do it.
Exactly.
The doctor has permission from Allah. HaKadosh
Baruch Hu has permitted doctors, given them the authority to go and do what would seem to be a koifa be'ikha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this guy to have a cold. Don't give him a flu shot. Don't give him Tylenol. Don't give him anything. Let him have it. That's what Hashem wants. Okay, so you tell me a cold is not a good thing because chutz mitzinim pachim. Okay, but any other type of injury, he has a leg injury, well, don't help him out. Hashem wants him to be injured.
What's
up to Rabbi Numan?
So when Perkialis is told Shigarof and Begahanim, it's for sure. Why?
That's a separate story.
That's a separate
day. Why is Sefer Shigarof? It's not because they are going against the will of Hashem. According to most Nefoshim, the reason is because the Roifim have Not, of course, all present doctors excluded. However, there are roifim out there in Alaska somewhere that believe that they are the beginning and the end of all health, and everything is totally in them, and they don't really exactly. And so, therefore, they think they're above the law, and they're above the ethics, and above medicine, above everything. They are the king of everything. So, Chas V'Shalom, they do certain things which may not be good for the chola, and so Shabbat. Anyway, get back to the Gemara. My Oimer, what bracha do we make when a person, Baruch Hashem, has a refuah? Omer Abach, you make a bracha, Baruch Roife Chinam. What's the bracha that we make today when you see a person that was sick? Baruch Roife Chol. So if you notice, there's a gimel at the end of the Omer. That gimel is very important. The gimel stands for Goyim. Hagoyim Mivilna. If you go here to Hagoyim Sagro on the right-hand margin, gimel, Shem Chinam, etc. Abel Gir says, Bahag V'Harambam. What does he say? Chaylim says Baruch Reif Chaylim, not Baruch Reif. So the word here Chinam is almost Bechinam. It should say Baruch Reif Chaylim.
I thought if the doctor doesn't charge you, then you say Baruch Reif Chaylim.
Then that, since that doesn't occur, so then
Bechel Vatala.
Exactly. Oh, it's full of Hashem. So you want to write Nicholas the basic kisei. This is a very fascinating halacha. It's well known. It's fascinating. A person that goes wherever he goes, the Kodesh Baruch Hu sends Malachim with him. We don't realize it. It's a little squeezed over here now today. Don't you feel a little bit squeezed? Because Malachim on all sides. That's the way Mekenesh questioned it. So it says in the Pasuk. Yeah, exactly. Ki Malachim Yitzav Alach Nishmorcha B'chol Derachecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu sends Malachim down to appear to go and protect every individual. So what happens? The person goes to Beis Kisei. And the Malachim passes Beis Kisei. They can't do it. So Omer, he says to the Malachim, Hiskabdu Mechubadim. He says to the Mechubadika Malachim, do me a favor, please stay here b'kavod, kedoshim misharsi elyon, tenu kavod l'lekei Yisrael, harpu m'meni, let go of me, ad sheikonis v'esu ratzoini, v'ovi aleichem. Give me a 5-minute break, I'm going to come back to you, chas v'sholom, I don't want to say goodbye to you, I want you to stick around over here, but I have to go into the bathroom, so you'll excuse me. That's what he's supposed to say to the malachim around him. A person shouldn't say this. This is already the third time Rabbi is saying, he shouldn't be poiseach per lasotin, he shouldn't go and say, I'm not allowed to go to the doctor. You are allowed to go to the doctor, and you shouldn't go and use the particular lashonis that he just said now, because I'm afraid Dilma Shavki Levi Ozli. I'm afraid if he's going to give that Gamsa Torah to them, they may decide, you know, sayonara, zay gesund, and they're going to leave him. Elay Maradi should go and say to them, Shemruni, Shemruni, Isruni, Isruni, Samchuni, Samchuni, Himtinuli, Himtinuli. Achikonis v'eitze. Why does he repeat himself, Shemruni, Shemruni, Isruni, Isruni? Zoktach the Marisha, Shemruni is Beloshen Hoive. I want you to continue to give Shemira now and Shemruni in the future. Asruni, help me now and help me in the future. Etc., etc. So therefore, he's telling them, I need you now, so don't leave me, and I'm going to need you after I come out in the future. Until I go in and go out. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. You, Malachim, don't have to relieve yourselves in a bathroom. But we are stuck. We got to. So therefore, please, wait for me. Come and help me, etc., etc. Okay, now from here, for the next quite a few lines, a lot of this will be very familiar. Kinofik Oimer, when you leave the bathroom, what do you say? Baruch Hashiyotas on Bechokma, Baruch when you come, Chalulim, Chalulim. It says Chalulim, Chalulim on the side, it says Chalulim, Chalulim. Kol Vidu Lefnei Chisek, Verech Shem Yipsech, Chomiyem, or Yipsosim, Chomiyem, Yiv Shar, Lamed Lefnecha. It's another gear, Sven Dron Goyen. Lamed, sorry?
Apilu Shar Chas.
Afilu Shechas, right? He adds the, thank you very much. So the Aleph of the Vilna Goyen, like Reb Daniel just said, if Shalom Lefarech, Afilu Shechas, my chas, what bracha should we make at the end? Omer Rav, Roifei Choylem. That's what he's looked at Rav. Omer Shmuel, Kashavinu Abel, Kuli Yalmik Tziri. A person goes to the bathroom, you say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bechat Hashem, Roifei Choylem. I wasn't sick, I just had to relieve myself. The word Tziri means Choylem. Abba, you made everybody into Tziri, into Choylem. El Roifei Kol Basar. What did Rav Sheshes do? Rav Sheshes, Omer, Mafli Lases. Was Dr. Mendel, Amr Papa, Heicha, Hilkach, Nemrila, Chavayu. Since the first man, the Yom said, Roif Hilkobasa. And since Rav Sheshe said, Mafli Lasais, say both of them, Roif Hilkobasa, Mafli Lasais. So that's number three that we just had in the last 2 days. Yesterday we had two Rav Papas, Nemrila, Chavayu. Anybody remember what we said two times yesterday?
Rabidais, Kaladais.
That was the second one on the Yomid Beis, and the first on the Yomid Aleph. If a person sees a Keshes. The first one, the other said, make a Zoychar Bris. The other one said, Makayim Bris, Makayim B'Mamaroi. He said, do them both together. So we had already two times, and there's already the third time. And for those of you that want to see all 10 times, then Mendel brought his beautiful article from 10 years ago that was so well taken and beautiful. Everybody read it. It's not 10 years, 8 years ago. So if you want, we have extra copies here. Papa's 10 sons with the 10 reasons. What's up to Rabbi Newman?
I just came back from a class. There was a terrible storm, Motzei Shabbos. in Swaz in the morning. It was a beautiful kesha. It was an amazing kesha.
Music rainbow. Right. Okay.
So
I hope you said this bracha.
I said the bracha, and the other person said the other bracha. You know, it's like this.
Ah, so you said it together, the men of Shabbat.
Well,
said one party said the other bracha.
The other person said the other bracha.
I see. Okay, good. What's up to Reb Simcha? You're supposed to do it together. It's what we call the kasha v'masa. Anyway, but Shkoyah for sharing that with us.
Right.
And bottom line is, if you want to see all the 10 times of Rapopo, where you have the middle of Tavayu, you have this beautiful article, and you have the explanation of the Tepli Karuv, who said that's the reason why we say all the 10 sons of Rapopo every time that we're Messiah on Masechta, to remember that Rapopo always brought Sholem in the Bismanish between the Talmud and between the Rabban. Right. And Nichol Lishan Al Mitos, the person is going to go to sleep. Oy Mishma Yisrael, Ad Bohayon, Tov Yishmaya. Voy Mani Sid Bar Chamapel, Chav Lishan Al Eino Yisnumalab. Boy, or may the oil ishin bas oyin. What's their male ishin bas oyin? I don't want that my eyes should be lit up at night. I want them to be closed at night. What's their male ishin? So does Rashi say it over here? One of the Mefarshim says is that at night, then the eyes attack are going to be dark and closed. But we want the Kodesh Baruch in the morning, he should be male ishin bas oyin, to go and open up our eyes and have them shine once again. I shouldn't have bad dreams and nightmares and all the terrible things, and here hurum ram to have bad thoughts. Which a lot of this is roughly the same as the hamapal that we have today, some different Schoys and different Lashonis. Key Mitzvah, when the person wakes up in the morning, Oyman, he says the following. And now from here, for the next 15 lines or so, we're going to go through a lot of the Birchas Hashacha that we say in the morning. Just we today say it from the Siddur, and we make it as part of the Seder Tefillah. While in those days, apparently they said it off and on, on the spot, as it was happening. Key Mitzvah, when he wakes up in the morning, Oyman, Lachai, Nishem, Rishat, Bi, Tahiri, Ad Yitzar, Tabi, Ad Nefach, Tabi, Ad Mishav, Rekibi, Ad Osa, Lego, Mimeni, Al Achzir, Bilos, Lovi, Kol, Zman, Shem, Rekibi, Moir, Anil, Fanech, Hashem, Lekai, Vilki, Av, Yisai, Riboin, Kol, Olam, Adoin, Kol, Ad Shomois, Baruch, Ato, Hashem, Hamachtu, Nishomois, Livkor, Em, Meisim. Ki Shom, Kol, Ketar, Goyler, when he wakes up with his alarm clock. In the good old days, he didn't have an alarm clock. He had a tarnagol, that was the rooster. Because the word sechvi in this connection means the tarnagol. When he opens his eyes, in other words, he woke up because he heard the tarnagol, so he makes that bracha. When he opens his eyes, he should go and say, Baruch Pekech Ivrim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, opened up the eyes of the blind. They were blind until now. Ki Tarnitz V'yasa, when he sits up in bed, Lema Baruch Matir Asurim. Kadosh Baruch Hu has opened up those that were tied down until now, was tied down sleeping, and now I'm able to raise myself up and sit up normally. Kilovish, when he starts getting dressed, Leimu Baruch Malvish Arumim. Kizokif, when he stands up, Leimu Baruch Zokif Kefufim. Kinochas Ta'ara, as he walks down from his bed, apparently the beds were like on a pedestal, on a platform, and he's walking down, Kinochas Ta'ara, when he goes and puts his feet down, Leimu Baruch Reka Eretz Alamoim. Now he has his feet on the ground. Ki maski, when he starts walking, leima, he should say baruch hamach emechem etzadi gover. Ki mitzai mesani, when he puts on his shoes, leima baruch shasli kotzarki. That's why there's a minhag in many places that they don't say the baruch shasli kotzarki on Tisha B'Av. They say it on Matzah Tisha B'Av, because you don't put on mesani. Tzai mesani means to put on shoes. You don't put on shoes on Tisha B'Av, and therefore you don't. So some, most people do. There's some places they don't make the bracha shasli kotzarki. Ki also hamayne. Hamayne means a gartel or a belt. When he ties his belt, Leimi says, Baruch Echad, Baruch Oizi Yisrael B'Gvura. Oizi means to gird yourself with strength. Kiparas Sudra al-Reisha, when he puts some sort of hat on his head or some sort of covering, like a yarmulke or whatever, Leimi Baruch Oizi Yisrael B'Sefar.
So did he say the previous brachas without a yarmulke? I mean, that seems a little bit surprising, isn't it?
Remember that in the good old days it wasn't a universal custom for everybody to go and cover their heads. It's only become a universal custom since then. Okay. But at that time, not everybody did. That's why it says by one of the mothers of one of the Tanaim, Amiroim, the mother especially put a Sudra Reisha, she should have Yirah Shemayim. That's the makor why we always wear it, and that's the makor of the word Yarmulka, Yirei Malka. We should have fear of the Lord. But it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, it doesn't say in Bereishis or in Shemois, and when that's the word Yamka.
Why does it mention
It's a very good question. In fact, the Gemara is going to bring Tzios Hadayim in another few lines, and that was bothering me too, because that's the first thing. You have to say, Maidani, you have to wash your hands. So you have to look in the Poskim, the Mepharshim, how they explain this Gemara. Maybe they have a Yerushalmi, maybe they have another Gemara. Anyway, Kimat Matzitzis, when he puts his tzitzis on, Leib Horcha Sheik Shem, Tzoyz Vitzivon, Lesatu Matzitzis, Kimanach Tfilin, he's putting on his Tfilin, Adare. Dari means Zroya, meaning on his hand, Leim on his arm. He should say Baruch Hashem Son of Tzvon Laniach Tfilin. A Rishu puts on his head, Leim Baruch Hashem Son of Tzvon Al Mitzvah Tfilin. Ki Moshe Yodli, when he washed his hand, Leim Baruch Hashem Son of Tzvon Al Mitzvah Tfilin. The Chayyim, that should have been all the way at the beginning, like Rabbi Newman just asked a moment ago. Takim B'su Shmer. The Chayyim seems to be somewhat out of order. Anyway, you have to look at the Mepharshim. Ki Moshe Yapi, when he wipes his washes his face, Leim Baruch Hashem Son of Tzvon Al Mitzvah Tfilin. Meinoy Shlim Yafapoy takes away all that Chevli Shena, all of that the mucus that has accumulated in his eyes and his ears and his nose and all the rest in the face, and he washes it all off. So you see all the brachas that we say. Right.
This was a separate suitor that he put on his head.
Does he hear what he was saying?
No.
Maybe that he already had the yarmulke on. Now he's had an additional
one. A little nightcap or whatever.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because there's a minig in many Hasidic communities, and perhaps even a non-Hasidic community, to have two coverings over the head, not just one. That's why you see some people for davening, and even for making a bracha. For instance, my Zayd is a Zechran Lebracha, as well as my Shver is a Zechran Lebracha. My Zayd was a Chusid, my Shver was, I don't want to say a Mesnagid, but he was an Obelender that davened Ashkenaz. And in earlier years, he had the minig Chassam Soif, and they ate Gebrachts at the Seder. Can you imagine?
Wow.
But by the time I came into the family, he had already done tshuva. He wasn't eating gebrachts already for several years. Anyway, the point is, both of them, the same minig, that if they were not wearing hats, they're just wearing yarmulke, and they were making a bracha, they put their arm on top of their head as a second covering. So where does that come from? So the Talmud Menhagim brings that Taka the Gemara that we were citing before, that one of the mothers went and covered her child with a sudr to go and make sure that, or the glima, I think the Gemara says the glima, to make sure that his head was covered, so he should have Yerushamayim. So Zugna Meforishim, I think it's the Marsha that asks, but we find that other people wore sudrim, so what was so special? So he says that the mother put in a second covering, besides the normal sudr, also put a glima or some other covering on the Rosh, she should have two coverings. So based on that, that's where that mini comes from, that you go and cover a second covering when you're making a bracha, when you're davening, that's where you put the talus over the head, etc., etc. So it could be, like Brother Shai was saying, that person who had a shluf kapel, he was wearing a kapel the whole time, but now he puts a second thing on top as he gets up, shoy. So now the second covering is Shekoyah, Brother Shai, and we continue on. Chayiv on the Mavarech, Frank Dimar Mai, Chayiv the Mavarech. So it says in the Mishnah that person has to Mavarech al Ra'a Kishem Shemavarech al HaToyva. What does that mean? Even if Shemavarech al HaToyva, he makes a bracha toyva meitiv. Kach Mavarech al Ra'a, he should also make a toyva meitiv. That can't be, it's not, but not within the Mishnah. Al Psuris toyvois, you make a toyva meitiv. Al Psuris rois, Omer, Baruch Dayna Emes. So it's not the Kishem. That even though Nebuch Tzoris Tzoruris have happened, you're going to have to take it with Simcha. So Grace of Madrega, of course. Amr Bacha, Mishim Rablevi, my crow was right for the passing. Chesed u'mishpa d'shir l'cho Hashem, l'cho Hashem azameir. Chesed u'emes u'shira, l'cho Hashem azameir. Im chesed u'shira. The mishpat ashira. What the pasuk is telling us is, say if it's chesed. Chesed means everything is great. Chaz de Hashem. A mishpat of chesed shalom. A person has been meted out justice by a kodesh baruch hu. Ashira. I always go and sing to Hashem equally, both for good and for bad. Rishvul Manachmeni Om Miyoch. I have another pasuk by Hashem al haladover belakim al haladover. We all know Hashem is midas harachmim. Elakim is midas hadin. So the difference is by Hashem al haladover. Hashem is doing midas harachmim. I thank Him and I mahal. I praise Him. Zo midas toivim belakim. Even if Hashem has been punished, also a halal. I say halal to Hashem. Another pasuk is Shusas of Hashem Hashem Ekra, and then Torah Yogan Em to Hashem Hashem Ekra. It's the same capital in Halel. I mean, people just daven it so quickly they don't realize it. But in the same capital Halel, it says Koyish Shusas of Hashem Hashem Ekra, and then it says Torah Yogan Em to Hashem Hashem Ekra. How could that be? Because Yeshua is when Hashem is sending a Yeshua Hashem Hashem Ekra. I call out to Hashem, even if Torah Yogan Em to Nebuch the Torah is all terrible things. Another that's part of the tzedakah din that one says, unfortunately, when a person passes away in the Bitzchai. So what did Hashem gave, or Hashem took away, Hashem is always blessed forever. Everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu does is the good. And now the Gemara is going to bring one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas that all children learn when they're little children. Akiva was once traveling. He comes to a shtar, to a city, and he knocked on all the hotels and the motels. And they said, sorry, no Jews allowed. They didn't give him any room to go and stay in any of the hotels and motels. Omer called Ovid, my father's friend of Racha, when he first came to, he lived in London during the war years, and then during the summer, he wanted to go to the vacation places. I think it was Bournemouth, if I'm not mistaken. So he knocked on the door of one of the local motels and said that I'd like to come and have a room for tonight or for a few nights together with my mother, Leshel, and maybe one of my brothers, Chweis. Anyway, so they wanted to have a few nights off. The owner of the hotel, the motel, was an anti-Semite and said, I'm sorry, there's no room. There are no rooms available. So my father realized immediately it had to do with anti-Semitism, and then he said, and I'm not going to be able to repeat it as well as my father. My father knew everything. So he said, the reason why your God, meaning Yoshka Kapandrik, you know why he was born in a shtal, in a stall of somewhere? The reason is because he came to the hotel and they wouldn't allow him to stay in the hotel, and so therefore he had to go. His mother came to the hotel. They wouldn't give her, he was Jewish, they wouldn't give her a room in the hotel. He didn't have any father, as we know. It's just very, yeah, exactly. So therefore the mother came to the hotel, he wanted to stay in the hotel. They didn't want to give him a room because of anti-Semites like you, and that's why he was born in a shtal somewhere in a barn.
When was this?
It happened about 2,000 years ago or so. Oh, the story with my father happened when he was in London.
Bournemouth, England.
This was in 1940s. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so the same thing over here. Rabbi Kiva wants
the
end? He wants, I'm sorry, what happened?
He didn't want the room at the end. It sounded more like this.
I think at the end she had charata. She said it's already, it's too
he
late, I can't ask anyone.
Hotel.
But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so he wanted the shmiza, and they said no, aloy mit an aleph, they didn't give a room to Rabbi Kiva. Omar, so Rabbi Kiva said, no, called over Rahman Tava, but whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu does is for good, it's fine, this is all, it's fine. So what did he do? Adul Bas Medavra, since there was no place in any rooms anywhere, so he slept out in the fields, out in the wilderness. But then he had with him a tiny goyla, a rooster, the chamra and a chamor, an eisel, a donkey, ushraga, and a lantern, a torch, whatever. And those three are going to go and help him. You know, from the tarnagol he'll have some food, and the chamor will be able to travel, and the shraga will have some light. Also, zika, wind came, and kavila shraga. Unfortunately, the whole torch, the whole light went out. He didn't have any matches, so stuck. It's dark. Also, shunra, a cat came, and achle tarnagol and ate up his tarnagol. Also, Aryeh, and then came a lion, achle the chamor, and ate up the chamor. So he's all by himself now. He said, whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu does is for good. So that night, also a whole bunch of troops came from some other foreign enemy, whatever. Shavu the Master, they went and took all the people in the town, including probably that innkeeper, and they took them all into captivity. And he said now to his Talmidim, didn't I tell you, everything is for good. That's the reason why they didn't give me a room, because otherwise I would have been one of those that taken into captivity. And the top Rashi, if there would have been a shraga lit, they would see me and they would take me in as well. If the chamor would bray, or the tanagol koira, the tanagol would be, the rooster would start crowing, as a result, Kodesh Baruch Hu saved me. There's a story now that just happened with the Dutch Empress, or whatever the name of that that boat was, that, you know, where they had the 3,000 people on the cruise with the coronavirus. Anyway, there was a Yid that was scheduled to go on that cruise, and he went and he ordered kosher meals, and the boat said, sure, everything is fine. Anyway, the day of the cruise, he comes there to the ship, and they tell him, we weren't able to go and get kosher food for you, we're very, very sorry. Yeah, but without kosher food, I can't live on the ship here for 10 days without kosher food. Well, sorry, can't help you. Anyway, he had to cancel, and he lost either half or the entire amount of the payment that he made for the cruise, and he felt very, very bad. You know, Kodesh Baruch Hu, what did I do wrong? I want to kosher food, and I lost now $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 on this cruise. Sorry?
Would there have been a minion in
there? I have no idea. Anyway, so of course then 2 weeks later and the whole world found out that this thing is quarantined and nobody can come and go for the next 2 or 3 weeks. And half of the people got sick and he said, oh, it's good that he missed the cruise.